Donald Trump's campaign is not hitting the sweet spot. Trump's son used the popular candy Skittles in a tweet about refugees. The company has now responded saying it's not appropriate. Donald Trump Jr. compared Syrian refugees to Skittles. He said nobody would eat from a bowl of candy if they knew some of the pieces were poisonous. Trump Sr. has issued several warnings about refugees. He's also used the analogy of a Trojan horse, saying America will face hidden dangers if it opens its borders.
Well, that furor accelerating as America heads to the polls in just 48 days. Let's get the latest. Correspondent Simon Marks working the story for us in Washington. Simon, let's start with this tweet, if we can. The general sense is it was ill-timed and unfortunate and a lot of negative reaction.
I think that's absolutely right, Jeremy. And, you know, if you thought it was only Donald Trump himself who was taking to Twitter in a relatively irresponsible way during the course of this election campaign, well, then you will be surprised to learn that, no, it appears to be a family trait. This was his son, Donald Trump Jr., taking to Twitter and comparing refugees from Syria and other war-torn regions of the world to a very popular candy here, Skittles, saying that if Syrian refugees could be equated to Skittles and taking a handful of these candies out of the bowl could lead to a small number of them killing you, would you still help yourself to the candy? Well, that led to an immediate response from critics of the Trump team who say that it's a totally ludicrous analogy to draw. It also led to pushback from the company that produces Skittles themselves, the Wrigley Company, who said in a statement, Skittles are candy, refugees are people. They said they didn't want to get drawn any further into the controversy, but they made it very, very clear that they were hitting back at Donald Trump Jr. for having drawn that analogy on social media.
And obviously ammunition to the Clinton campaign that's been on the back foot for some time.
Well, ammunition definitely for the Clinton campaign, who can once again say that this suggests that not only Donald Trump, but the people around him, because remember that his own family members, including his sons and his daughter, are very, very involved in running this campaign, simply don't have the foreign policy experience needed to become president of the United States, or the responsibility that one needs to demonstrate on the election campaign trail. But, you know, Hillary Clinton and her people can say that all they like. The reality is that in the last couple of weeks, Donald Trump has closed the gap in the national opinion polls between his campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign, and the Clinton team are in a much tighter race than they ever expected to be, and some observers would argue a much tighter race than they should be, given the lack of qualifications that Donald Trump has for the presidency.
Now we're closing in on the first big debate, and ahead of that, President Obama is starting to intensify his support for Hillary Clinton.
He is intensifying his support for Hillary Clinton, and that may be due to the fact that they're nervous at the White House, nervous about the fact that Hillary Clinton is not inspiring particularly many of the groups of voters that Barack Obama himself inspired. And he is evidently very concerned about that, very worried about reports that African-American voters, black voters here in the United States, are nowhere near as enthused about Hillary Clinton as they were about Barack Obama in 2008 and then again in 2012. And so Barack Obama is doing whatever he can now to try and fire up that base. And a few days ago, in an address to the Congressional Black Caucus here in the United States, said that he would view it as a personal insult to him if black voters in the United States stayed home on November the 8th. Take a listen to what he had to say.
Get people registered to vote. If you care about our legacy, realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. Democracy is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. Good schools are on the ballot. ending mass incarceration. That's on the ballot right now. And there is one candidate who will advance those things. And there is another candidate whose defining principle, the central theme of his candidacy, is opposition to all that we've done.
Well, certainly strong and angry words from the outgoing president, Simon. Just finally, South Africa's Trevor Noah is getting into the act as well.
He has. He got into the act particularly over the Skittles comment, which of course has been the source of great material for comedians and satirists here in the United States. But Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show, actually pushed back factually against this Skittles analogy that was advanced by Donald Trump Jr., saying on his program that it was very clear that if you actually looked at the bowl of Skittles, there were nowhere near enough Skittles in there truly to demonstrate the very minimal threat that Syrian refugees posed to the American public. He showed research that suggested you would have to have a bowl of Skittles featuring 6.1 billion candies in order truly to indicate the very, very small threat that refugees coming into the United States pose to members of the American public. He also suggested that you stood a much stronger risk of choking to death in your attempt to consume Skittles than you stood of actually being physically attacked by a refugee who had found refuge in the United States.
All right, correspondent Simon Mark.